Got your Bibles, if you'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're only going to read one verse of Scripture. You know, through the years being in the ministry, I've came across sermon ideas, and I will kind of put them back, and every once in a while they'll turn into a sermon. Sometimes, and Jamie will find this out the more he gets into his ministry, sometimes what God wants you to really talk about just is impressed upon your heart and you just can't get away from it. But it also works the other way. Sometimes there are times where you just don't know what message to bring. I even told Ginger as late as Thursday, I said, you know what, I really have no idea what I'm doing Sunday morning. Not because I hadn't studied, I said, I just want to do something special. I said, I just really don't know. But God's got a way of putting things in your path. And I can tell you, I wanted to do something today that was brief. I wanted to do something, though, that was meaning. And I hope you get out of this what I've gotten out of this. This may not be for anybody but me this morning. But I hope it touches your heart. We're only going to look at one verse of Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. And Paul simply writes this, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, as we take a few moments, Lord, to worship around Your Word, Lord, there is no words that have ever been created. Father, there's not enough money in the universe. There's not enough power in this world to thank You, Lord, for the gift of Your Son that You gave to all of this world. But Father, this morning we thank You as best we can, Lord, for what You did for us. And Father, I pray right now as we examine this Scripture, as we look at this gift, Lord, that You gave to us, Father, I pray that You would give me the words, Father, that need to be said. And Father, that You would open our hearts. Father, that we could be touched down deep inside. And Father, as Your Holy Spirit touches us, Lord, we pray that You would help us all to be obedient. Lord, if there are any here this morning that are lost, Father, from the bottom of my heart, I plead that, Father, that You would touch that heart in such a mighty way. Father, that this would be the day they give their heart and their life to You before it's too late. Father, we thank You for everything You do for us. And Father, we thank You right now for what You're going to do in the next few moments. In Christ's name, we ask all these things. Amen. When I was growing up, I used to love to hunt. Good to see Brother Tim. I think one of the funniest times I ever went hunting was when me and you and Jeff and Billy Nowell and all of us went down there to Four Oaks. You remember dove hunting? Jeff about shot me. He did. Tim's laughing back there because he remembers this. We were dove hunting down there, and I think Tim was just slaying them, and I was killing a few, and Daddy was getting a few, and Reverend Billy Nowell used to be here. It was down on his father's farm, and there was a ditch running through that farm, and we were in that ditch, and those doves would come over, and we would just mow them down. And bless his heart, Jeff wasn't having too much luck. He was a little fella, so he went out to a tree in the middle of that pasture, and we saw one, a lone dove, coming toward us, and we were in perfect position to pick him off in that ditch. But just about the time he got over that tree, he dove down to about head level. And we lowered our guns, and Jeff stepped out with that gun and said, "That's my dove, that's my dove." We ducked. I don't remember if he got him or not, but he ended up with a bag full by the time we left that day. But I used to love to hunt, and Before all the development, you know, around, especially around here, you could get in the woods and you could walk for days. And I used to love getting out there. Even if I didn't see anything, didn't kill anything, it was nice to get out and just see nature. You know, just see everything that was out there in the woods. And I remember one Christmas, I wanted a shotgun. I wanted a new shotgun. And I had told Santa Claus that I wanted that, and I got it. And it was a 20-gauge pump-action shotgun from Western Auto that used to be on Main Street. I had gone in there and looked at it, and evidently Santa Claus knew I had. And he brought it to me, and it was beautiful. It had a really nice engraved stock, and it was just gorgeous. And I got that and a box of shells. And I remember Daddy took me out in the back, and Daddy showed me the features of the gun. Dad showed me where the safety was and made sure I knew that I needed to keep that safety on when I was walking. He showed me how to load the thing and made sure I knew how to do that. He also showed me how to make sure I checked it so there wasn't a shell left in there. He didn't want me walking back in the house and blowing a hole through the wall. But he showed me all that about that, and he let me fire it for the first time, standing out there with me. And you know how it is, a young kid with something at Christmas. I'm going to enjoy this. And so I took those shells and I started putting them in my vest, and I was going to go off and walk through the woods. And I remember what Daddy told me. He said, "On with those shells," he said, "make sure you don't waste them. Make sure you don't waste them." So I loaded my gun up and I went down through the woods back in here behind our old pond and all that. And I don't even remember now if I killed anything that day or not. But what I do remember was I didn't want to waste those shells. First of all, I only had one box that day. And second of all, I didn't think Daddy was going to go buy me another one if I used them up. Yeah, I've still got that old gun. It's still as pretty today as it was the day I got it. I've kept it up, and it still shoots good. And one day I'll pass it down to Spencer. I've actually got a gun. It's a 12-gauge that was Papa Hill's. Papa Hill bought it at an auction down in Smithfield where law enforcement had raided one of the local moonshiners and got all of his property. And Papa bought that thing. He must not have paid a whole lot for it, because he wouldn't have. But it's an old single-shot 12-gauge. And I've got that. And I remember I used to take that as a little boy. I would take that out of his closet when he got to the point where his knees got bad and he couldn't go hunting. I'd take that thing out of the closet, and I'd get some oil, and I'd get a rag, and I'd shine that thing up and keep it oiled and all. And one day he finally gave it to me. He gave me that, and I've got it now. And I'll tell you, it kicks like a mule. But I wouldn't take anything for it. The reality is, those two things, that 20-gauge, that 12-gauge, that I wouldn't take anything for the guns, but the memories behind them are really what are the most important. And I actually thought about those two things this morning. This morning, I came back up here to the church. I'd had some requests about setting up communion for Christmas Eve. And so I set communion up yesterday afternoon, and I left it here, and we left the door open until about 9 o'clock last night. So if anyone wanted to come by as a family and take communion, they could do so. And I came up this morning, and I was going to just, you know, make sure everything was cleaned up, everything was, you know, was sealed. But when I opened up what I had prepared, two trays of the juice, and there were quite a few left. And so I took it down to the fellowship hall this morning, and I was cleaning everything up, and I was standing there by the sink. And I had the trash can over here, and I was taking those little cups, and I was dumping them in the sink, one by one. You know, they don't hold but a drop. And I was putting those cups in the hand, I was throwing them in the trash can, and I thought to myself, Roger, you just prepared too much. A little bit longer, I even thought, Roger, you wasted a lot of this grape juice. But I looked down in that sink, and with those little cups, as I was pouring those things in that sink, it's not like you pour out a glass of water and it just kind of goes down. When you dump that little thing of grape juice, it spatters. And I looked around, and there were those little drops all over that sink, all in the bottom of it. And I couldn't help but think, I wonder if our Lord ever looks down at us sometimes where we don't take advantage of the blood that His Son shed for us on Calvary. And I wonder if He thinks, you know what? I prepared too much. That's just wasteful. My Son died and shed every drop of blood that He had, which was enough for everybody. But people just don't take advantage of that. I wonder if I prepared too much. I thought about the night that Jesus was born. God must have thought as Mary had Jesus and she wrapped Him and she laid Him in that manger, God must have thought, you know, okay, this is the start of my plan. I've sent my Son. 33 years from now, when He sheds His blood on Calvary, people are going to have a way to be reconciled to Me with their sins covered by the blood of My Son, so I can wipe their sins away and they can live eternally with Me in heaven one day. This little baby Jesus that we celebrate His birth today, as He grew and became a grown man and suffered and bled and died on Calvary with His blood spilling out so that we could have a home in heaven. The plan for God's redemption for me and for you to Him was complete. Even Jesus said, as we talked about last week, it's finished. It's finished. The plan is complete. All we have to do is accept it. So many people this Christmas season don't know Jesus as their personal Savior. So many people go about their way, living their lives every day without giving one thought to Christ, the most precious gift that we will ever have access to. I wonder if God ever thinks, you know what? I prepared too much. This is just a waste of My Son's precious blood. You know, when I reach in my gun case and I take out that old 20 gauge, I remember how I received it. I remember Dad teaching me about it, how to use it, how to be careful with it because of the power that it had. I remember Him telling me not to waste those shells that went along with it. And even today, it serves the same purpose for me that it did the day that I received it. Do we feel that way about our salvation? Do we remember how we received Christ in our life that day when we were set free from our chains of sin? Do we remember others teaching us about Jesus, about the power of Christ, about a relationship the power that a relationship with God can bring? Do we remember learning that we need to treasure and be careful with that relationship because the devil, the Bible says, is walking about as a roaring lion looking whom he may devour? He's always trying to steal our joy. Do we remember that relationship with Jesus Christ that we may have received a week ago, a month ago, or 50 years ago holds the same power today as it did when we first received it. Do we remember that? When I was growing up, we had a tradition, probably much as you do. On Christmas Eve, we would get together with Mama and Papa Hill, all of my kinfolk on Dad's side. But on Christmas night, we would always go to Mama Spence's house. And I enjoyed both of those. I really did. I've got good memories on both sides of that. But I used to always enjoy going to Mama Spence's a little bit more because by that time, Santa Claus had came and I had gotten what I was going to get. And I could tell Jeff and Kim, you know, what I got. And we could sit there and we could compare notes. I remember telling them that year all about that new shotgun I got, what it did, how it worked, why it was the best shotgun ever made. And I had it. But let me ask you, do we put that same emphasis on Christ? The greatest gift any of us have ever had or ever will receive. He should be the topic on our lips every day, folks, to a lost and dying world. Christmas is a time when we remember the most wonderful gift ever given to this world, a gift of grace. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." Just like the angels told the shepherds that Jesus had been born, and they didn't just come down and say, "Hey guys, Jesus had been born." It said there was a multitude of heavenly hosts. They were praising God. They were singing. They were excited about what had happened. Last night we got together with our family, with Larry and Linda and Deanna and Gregory and Eli and Rivka, and we were going to let the kids open their presents first. And I wish you could have seen Eli running over to me. "Mine? Mine?" I was going, "No, this isn't yours. This is Daddy's." But when I finally got one out for him, I said, "Eli, come here." And he came over and I handed him a box about like this. He looked at me and he goes, "Mine?" I said, "Yeah." And he ran back and he put it down. And then I called him again. I said, "Eli, come back here. I got another one for you." And all the while, I'm handing to Rivka and handing to Eli, one to him, one to her. And Rivka is just up dancing around with a smile on her face a mile wide. And Eli's just happy with that first one that he got. But you know what? When he found out that I would keep giving them to him, guess what he did? He'd put it down and he'd come back. He'd put it down and he'd come back. Folks, we need to realize that we serve a God that wants to bless us today, but he wants to bless us over and over and over and over again. You see, every drop of blood that my Savior shed on Calvary, even though there's a lot of people that ride by this church every Sunday that never stop, there's a lot of people that never darken the doors of any other church in this world. There's a lot of people that never give a second thought to Jesus Christ any day of the week. But even with all of that, there was not a drop of my Savior's blood that was wasted. Because you know what? He would have given it all for me and for you alone. Alone. Folks, there's not words to explain it. That's why I think Paul says God's gift to us is unspeakable. It's so good that there's not words to describe it. Have you ever received something that you just didn't know what to say? Anybody ever just blown you away with a gift? I may have told you, but I proposed to Ginger right here. Like I never got her to the church, and I hate to admit it, but I had to lie to her to get her here. The night I was going to propose to her. But I had roses set on the altar table. And I had a note that on the rose that said, "Ginger, just say yes." Kind of romantic, ain't it, guys? And we walked in. I still remember. We walked in, and I had cut the lights on, and she walked in, and she got about to the back row, and she said, "Oh, there's roses." And she goes, "I bet they're for me." And she goes skipping down the aisle, and she got to them, and she found out they were for her. And she read the card, and she turned around and looked at me, and she goes, "Yes." And I had the ring. She's going to kill me when I get home. Remember, it's Christmas, honey. It's a time for love. But I was holding that ring for her. And for about the next 5 minutes, I didn't hear anything but crying. She couldn't say anything. And I wanted an answer, to be honest with you. Cry later. Tell me, you know. But it did. It got away with her. I've had situations in our ministry where God has just blessed, where there's not words to describe it. Folks, I remember Wednesday nights here at prayer meeting. Folks, have we not experienced God's power at prayer meeting here? Have we not seen God's power among our congregation over the last year? Folks, when we have young people being baptized. Folks, there's not words to describe it. It's an unspeakable gift that God gives to us because there's just not ways to put it into words. This Christmas, I know you'll be telling each other about the gifts that you receive, and that's fun, and we ought to do that. But folks, let's don't leave God out. When we leave God out, we are wasting His unspeakable gift, just like pouring that unused communion juice down the drain. Folks, this morning, if you're here this morning, and if you're saying to yourself, "You know what, I've wasted that gift of salvation that Jesus offered to me. I've wasted it. I've not accepted it the way I should." Let me tell you, you're here this morning, you're in the right place, and there's hope. I can tell you that there's hope. God has prepared enough grace for every one of us. And if your life's a mess, and if you think there's no hope, then come to this altar this morning and let's pray together that God will give you this morning the best gift that you have ever received. If you're here this morning and you haven't been sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to people that you meet, then come to this altar this morning and ask God to give you the same type of desire in your heart to share the message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ that He gave to the angels so many years ago. Ask Him to give you opportunities and ask Him to give you boldness to share Christ wherever you can go. Folks, we all need to be able to say, with the Apostle Paul, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, we just thank You so much for the gift of Your Son, Jesus. Lord, we know so many times we get so caught up in life. Father, we waste opportunities. Lord, we waste Your blessings. But Father, this morning, as we repent of that, Father, we ask that You just look down on us now. And Father, that You touch our hearts in a very real way. Father, this morning, if there are any here this morning that, Father, is saying to themselves, "You know, I have wasted so much time. I've wasted so much time in enjoying this gift that You've given to me through the death of Your Son on Calvary and his resurrection. Lord, I pray that you'd help that one, Lord, to come to this altar this morning. And Father, receive that unspeakable gift, Father, that words cannot describe. Father, if there are any here this morning, Lord, thinking, I haven't shared the good news of the gospel as readily as I should have. Father, I pray that you give us all boldness and opportunities, Lord, to share the gospel outside of these church walls. Father, to others that may not know you as their Savior. That's our duty, Lord, as your children. And Father, we ask that you give us the courage and the boldness to do just that. Father, as we have our invitation, Father, we pray that you touch hearts and change lives. And Father, may we always thank you for the gift of your Son, whose birthday we celebrate today. In his name, we ask all these things. Amen.